Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight, $87 million at the box office is nothing compared to his passion for the life of children. Jim Caviezel, Fox News megastar Kayleigh McEnany, Justin Jesso and Andrea Berg in tonight's spotlight, plus assignment desk weekend and tripping in Times Square. And now, from Times Square, where the narrowly avoided Broadway strike will allow Doc and Marty's 1.21 gigawatts to roll on, here's that Kevin.
All right, welcome to the weekend. So glad to have you here, Kevin McCullough from Times Square, as we are usually accustomed to being with you tonight. We've got a lot to get to, a great show, an unbelievable guest list tonight. Look, $87 million in the movie coffers to Jim Caviezel couldn't mean anything to him right now. For him, this movie, Sound of Freedom, it's all about saving the kids and saving children and people out of human trafficking. Friends, you know that that's a big passion at this microphone. As of right now, we've liberated 93 human slaves this year alone with Christian Solidarity International. And in previous years, you add them all up together, it's in excess of 3,500. So very, very happy about that. Welcome. Glad you're here. We've got assignment desk weekend. We couldn't go the whole, you know, night without a look at the news. And we're going to go tripping in Times Square again. My friend Justin Awad is back on the streets of New York, and he has some doozies. And remember, folks, when he talks to these people, they're canceling your vote. Just remember that. These people cancel out you. So it's kind of a big deal, I think. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. I want to just, I'm feeling bad for people these days, and I shouldn't. This was a horrific week for Joe Biden, and I shouldn't care at all. But from the start of the week through the end of the week, the news just got worse as it went along. It couldn't have gotten much worse. We now have actual evidence from the Burisma officials that bribed him that have put in writing that demonstrating that it's true that he and Hunter got $5 million each from corrupt officials at Burisma. But let's go back further than that, because, you know, you might remember Mr. Biden having an answer to a question asked by one Steve Doocy when the administration was very, very young. Remember this?
Hi, President. How many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Hunter told his dad, according to Rob Walker, quote, "I may be trying to start a company or try to do something with these guys."
Well, that's a Democratic congressman reading sworn testimony, and he seems to have just confirmed that, in fact, Joe Biden had heard from Hunter Biden. It had been discussed. The business had been discussed. The illegal overseas extortion business, the Biden business, had been, in fact, discussed. And this is where the Bidens find themselves at right now, because everything they've told fibs about starting to come out in the open. And some of it very unflattering. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually had an ethics complaint filed against her by Hunter Biden's attorney this week for showing his pee-pee, even though it was fuzzed out, to the United States Congress.
You referred to one of the assistants as West Coast assistant. I believe this is the West Coast assistant. Could you agree with that?
So I can tell you that there were deductions for what we believe to be escorts, and then that $10,000 golf club membership, yes, that was not a golf club membership. That was for a sex club payment.
Oh, well, that's interesting. But we're not surprised by any of this, right? This is all on the laptop. Hookers, blow, Hunter, usually in that order. But that's what a lot of us, if we had paid attention to the news and we were allowed to read the New York Post story when it first came out before it got canceled, et cetera. There's a lot of us that's already been known. But now it's in the foray, and the big guy. I wonder what that means about the other guys. If he's the big guy, who's the little guy? It's troubling. Possibility there. Anyway, so the bad news coming out through the hearings and stuff, that was just a part of the week. Then he hosted the Israeli prime minister, where at the end of the meeting, I don't know, you got any kind of clue what he's trying to say here?
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and
why is it so hard to understand what the president is trying to say there?
I think he was very, very clear, Martha.
So you didn't think there was any problem to communicate there? You didn't have any difficulty understanding what he was trying to say?
The president was very clear in that clip, and he's been very clear with the Israeli leaders about what we're trying to do here.
That's John Kirby, and I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to do his job right now. He's in director of communication, I think, for all of the national security operations. But Karine Jean-Pierre is messing up so bad in the daily press briefings from the White House, he's probably going to start having to do those too. But he actually thought that he could isolate us, that he could make us believe that we should have understood what it was that President Biden was saying right there.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level.
Leader of the free world, folks. That's him. Well, fast forward a little bit further, and you get to Friday afternoon. This was really weird, because he had this episode where he met with all of the leaders of the seven major AI companies that are out there, and the terms and conditions under which they met, nobody really knows, but it was something that he had to secure the meeting of to make sure that they would ensure that AI would stay safe. And that it would be allowed to continue to grow, but that they would put provisions in it to keep it safe to not do the things that it's not supposed to do. Does anybody think that Joe Biden understands how toothpick works, much less AI? Why is he negotiating this? I wouldn't ask him to explain the mechanics of how a wheel rolls down a hill. And he's the one making the deal with the seven AI companies that promise to keep it safe and ensure that we don't get abused in the ever-learning, growing intelligence and data mining and sweeping that particularly the progressive left wants to implement on all of us. Does anybody think that that's going to be anywhere close to being actually what it should be? Why is he negotiating this? Why is the chief Well, maybe they have a check form. I don't know. We'll see. But so after he has that meeting, then he goes out and tries to do a press conference. Now, you have to understand, this chief executive doesn't do many press conferences. He's just not up for them. You know, when Trump was there, he'd be like, yeah, you. Yeah, next. Yeah, what you got to see? Yeah, sit down. I already talked to you. Yeah, you over there. He'd do the whole room. Back row to the front. Everybody get a question. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that's all you got. Give me more. Boom. Joe Biden comes out, starts looking at his watch. Oh, I don't know. It's ice cream time. I gotta, I got to get out of here quick. And he announces, and by the way, people that were in attendance, couldn't decipher whether he was coming out to say that AI was a danger or whether it was a good thing. But then someone had a real question about Chinese hacking us, and he just walked out.
Mr. President, can you tell us about the hacking of cabinet officials by China and the threshold of concern you have about that, sir?
Ready? Yeah. I'll get these guys now. All right.
There he went. He was also overheard saying that he's the AI. I'm the AI. If you think I'm Abe Lincoln, it's the AI. I'm really the AI. Pretty scary stuff for the leader of the free world to be in. Anyway, it was a bad week for Joe. Coming up next, Jim Caviezel. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, I very much look forward to speaking with because not only does he have the number one movie in America at nearly $86 million in domestic box office so far, but he's also taking on one of the most important issues of our time. Ladies and gentlemen, playing Tim Ballard in the brand new Sound of Freedom, please welcome Jim Caviezel. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
It's great to have you. Let me get this out of the way right up front. Everybody knows about the SAG strike and what's going on there. You're not crossing a picket line by doing this. This motion picture doesn't fall into that category. Just explain to everybody for me.
Yeah, we would have been that film if Disney had taken us and a lot of these other groups that belong to the AMPTP. We're not a part of that, so I'm allowed to talk about our film. Now, I am with my brothers and sisters of SAG, especially in all the streaming and the residuals. They haven't adjusted the pay scale, it's becoming more impossible to make a living as an actor. I've been fortunate. And then, of course, then you have artificial intelligence, this AI stuff, where you can literally just create another actor, use your image. And this is technologies that, you know, obviously they're wonderful, but they also can be quite abusive if not checked.
No, that makes total sense. Well, thanks for explaining that. I didn't want people to have the wrong thought. And sure. I do agree with you, by the way. I think that the kind of coming out of Angel Studios and a lot of other of these alternative, particularly online producers, are going to change the way your industry operates. And I think that the scripture says a workman is worthy of his hire. This is not a foreign concept to people that actually believe biblical truth. Back to my first comment. This is not just a movie. It's not just a story. And I don't know, to be honest, why Disney didn't go forward with it. I mean, it's been produced for a few years now, but you did find somebody that was...
Look at the movies they're making right now.
Well, that explains
they've lost $900 billion. $900 million. Why would you be doing that? And now you're going to make the Seven Dwarves and make them transgender or whatever you're going to make.
Yeah, it's crazy. But let's talk about Christians this movie. It has started another conversation about human trafficking and human slavery, and this is a very personal thing to me, Mr. Caviezel. My listeners and viewers have, for the last 10 years, been working with a group called Christian Solidarity International. We have liberated human trafficked slaves in Sudan and other places, 18 countries that we've worked in, to the tune of about 4,200 liberations over that 10-year period. So we're passionate about this here. But why do you think it started a national conversation the way it has?
It's a boiling point. You clearly see what is going to happen to our children in the future. Forget about the future. Right now, what's happening? They're making laws that are hurting our kids. They're forcing us, the critical race theory. I mean, in California right now, you're going to see a bill that's going to go through and eventually be a law. I have no doubt. And essentially, let's say you're child is drawing rainbows in kindergarten because children often do. And then you have your critical race theory teacher who goes over and says, oh, you're one of us. One of what? Well, transgender. So the kid comes home and he tells his parents and they say, no, we're Christian. We don't do that. Well, they're going to send the child protective services in and take your kid. And so there's one. the grooming that's going on in cities right now. You have grown men walking around and putting their junk on little children's face in Seattle. And this is, and then you're taking Jesus at a Dodgers game, a Lord crucified on a cross, and using it as a stripping pole. Okay, would you do that with a Jewish rabbi over a menorah? And so and this is referencing the children. What are they called? The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Perpetual right. Indulgence meaning grace. What kind of grace are they showing Christians? We're mocked all the time. I mean, there's millions of Christians here in the United States, and you see church leaders not saying a word. And so it frightens you to understand that not only are you losing our republic, understand a republic is not a democracy.
Yeah.
You know, you can, in a democracy, right, you can say, you know, all Down syndrome children must die, and you can vote on it like they did in Germany. And they all die. They can take away your rights, but you can't do that in an inalienable rights system under republic, because you have the right to your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there is a reason why your life comes first, because without your life, you don't have liberty, and without your life, you don't have happiness. This should never be happening. And I fault the tip of the spear of the churches, where all these bishops, pastors have sat on their hands and have called it's literally the prosperity gospel. And that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be successful, but if God calls you at some point, are you willing to give it up? I mean, it can be said that, you know, some Christians died martyr. I mean, I think John lost, the Baptist lost his head, right?
Yes.
Was he bad?
Most of the disciples were crucified, actually.
Absolutely. So is this, but it's like, well, the modern day Christians are called to the time of plenty, you know?
Yeah.
And that was back in the old days, you know, so they did that. No, it's here. It's at our doorstep right now. Actually, it's in our homes.
Well, it's interesting that you're bringing this up, Jim, because one of the things that I've just been speaking with some Christian leaders that are concerned about some of these same things that you just have mentioned is that one of the things that needs to happen is that the church needs to become far more bold. And when the attacks come, you need to be bolder, not more silent. And we've kind of got it backwards. Everybody thinks, oh, I shouldn't. They'll make excuses. Well, for the sake of my ministry, I shouldn't be too controversial. No, it's kind of the opposite. And yeah, they might hang you at the stake, but you know, they did worse to Jesus himself. Real quickly before we take this first break, Tim's character, the one you portray in the film, how did you prepare for that part? What resonated about this part for you?
When God tells you to do something, you don't hesitate. See, and this is the reality of what Christians, all Christians, the authentic ones, this is what they believe, that they know that it might come down to that. And that there are those out there that are willing to give their careers away, even their very life to stand for the truth. And we're at that door right now.
Okay, hold that thought. Jim Caviezel is my very special guest. The movie is Sound of Freedom. Coming right back. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The brutal heat is expected to expand into Texas and the Southwest. Forecasters say the triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. A security guard was killed, and police are searching for the suspect who opened fire Saturday afternoon at a hospital in Portland, Oregon. South Korea's military is confirming North Korea fired several missiles into the Yellow Sea on Saturday. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the USA deploying a nuclear submarine in South Korean coastal waters. At the movies, Barbie wins the weekend as it looks to top $150 million in theaters. Oppenheimer could debut with at least $75 million. American Brian Harman brings a five-shot lead into the final round at the British Open on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
And we're back with a very special discussion with Jim Caviezel, who is the lead in the new movie Sound of Freedom, and he portrays Tim Ballard, who, has been rescuing children. You don't realize it, Jim, the average American doesn't, but we have a problem with human trafficking here in the United States. It is worse globally than it's ever been. In fact, I just read some statistics the other day. We have more humans enslaved on planet Earth than we have at any point in time in human history. And I think that hits some people that aren't quite familiar with some of this material, and it shakes them up a little bit and says, how is that even possible? I thought the abolitionist movement solved all that. But the truth is, humans are doing more evil to fellow humans than at any point in time.
Yes. You know, Tim Ballard told me that this is so big, you know, Jim, what do you think of the Super Bowl? Is that a big, you know, day in the world when that, you know, I say, yeah, it's big. He says, well, NFL makes between $11 and $15 billion a year. If you were to take all the NHL hockey teams, you wouldn't even be close to how big this is. If you took the NBA basketball teams with NHL, with the NFL as well, and then you added on all the soccer teams in the world, in your Champions Leagues, in all Latin America, still wouldn't be enough. In Europe, still wouldn't be enough. And then also add on every 18-year-old in the United States getting a full ride to Stanford University for 4 years, every 18-year-old, then you're talking $152 billion.
That's the amount of money that trafficking is,
traffickers,
producing these things.
Producing, procuring children, organ harvesting, adrenochroming, all of it. And there's a lot of things, like the last word that I said, oh, I'm not prepared to have that conversation. Well, because you still believe that the media is telling you the truth.
Yeah, I've noticed
you believe that.
You stumbled into some trouble mentioning that word. Can you, for my listeners who are not as educated on it, just explain what the controversy is there?
Well, okay, so let's go to another word, crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the Passion of the Christ. What did they do? They went after that film. They didn't like that narrative, and they don't like this one either. They throw things out there, like when we were filming it, this QAnon, which is a part of this whole thing. And so every time I go and do a film, I have to go into heavy research. I look at things that I don't want to look at, things I don't want to see. But I have to, because I've got to take it to the level to be able to artistically show you what's going on. And they're terrified of this film. They're attacking this film like they attack the Passion of the Christ. Because when it is the truth, they attack it.
But is it beyond that? Is it
adrenochrome? You can look it up on the NIH. It exists. Okay. It's a chemical composition. The molecular structure, I believe, is C9H9NO3. They use words like ambrosia, which in the Greek would be the essentially the drink of the gods. And we go into, in this film, ladies and gentlemen, just to understand, we don't go into this, but this stuff is happening, and it has to be stopped. And so when you look at, for example, a law that's passed in California on organ harvesting, okay, or when you look at that word and a law where you're now being able to kill babies after they're born. Now,
right.
Think about it. Now, we got to stop being gullible here. Why are they killing the babies after they're born? How does that save the mother's life? Then when you start to learn and you put on your big boy pants and you start to learn about organ harvesting, well, why waste the blood too, right? So you're tormenting the child. It's not just adrenaline that goes in the body and that is released. The child has to be under great stress and fear and has to know it's going to die. And this is how it creates, goes through the pineal gland into the brain. And I can't explain the rest of it because this, you're going to have to do your own research on this because it's so horrific. But this is the early stage and the Christians have to be on the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
They have to be the ones to understand it. It'll always be this way. Because if Christians really are the bearers of the truth, there at some point the devil is going to have to take them down. And and when you are willing to offer your name, your reputation, your very life to stand for the truth, you're able to do this because love is greater than evil. Love is what motivates you. Love is the only thing that I could do to get those little kids from stuff screaming in the night. Because I knew that I was going to do the job. And that what does Jesus say? He talks about not fearing those that can take your life, but those that can take your mortal soul. And I'm sad for God because we don't love him enough. We don't love him enough to do something about it.
Jim Caviezel will stay right there. Coming right back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. A very special edition of That Kevin Show underway tonight with our very special visit with Jim Caviezel still in progress. I so appreciate, Jim, your time and your generosity with your heart and really letting us see inside the real mind and kind of commitment that you have to this subject. Ladies and gentlemen, before we went to the break, I made mention in the last segment that this broadcast has tried to do all that we could in recent years to alleviate human slavery and human trafficking. We've been working with a group called Christian Solidarity International for over 10 years that is committed to this. And as you well know, we have helped nearly 4,500, I think it is, slaves to date over the course of that amount of time, and seen them return. Now, this, we haven't been helping exclusively children like Tim's organization does, but we have helped young girls and women who were sexually trafficked, beaten, humiliated, tortured, simply because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I am glad to let you know that last week we had a matching grant go into effect for that broadcast, that any slave that we liberated, any human traffic victim that we could liberate last week would be matched by that private donor. And I'm happy to say that tonight we have the same donor stepping forward and saying, Kevin, with this special broadcast with Jim Caviezel, if there are people who want to respond and liberate a life and save someone and set them free, I will match that effort. Now, Christian Solidarity International works in 18 countries. They help free human slaves across the globe. And in this particular situation, for $250, they give the trafficked individual everything they need to restart their life. And so if you would like to do that tonight, you can go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, or you can dial 888-342-1010, and that will allow you to, just in a couple of minutes, make your contribution, and then know that tonight it was matched in this effort to celebrate the movie Sound of Freedom and all the good that's going into fighting human trafficking and ending human slavery. I would like to see it ended in our time. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org. Let's take a look at the teaser for The Sound of Freedom and give you a taste and feel for this film.
How'd that make you feel? Giving a child his freedom.
Good.
You've been at this for 12 years.
My country tis of thee.
Why are you doing it?
Because God's children are not for sale. It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
Yet somehow, you have failed to bring me one real-world lead.
It's over, Tim. Close up and come back home.
So you quit your job and you go and rescue those kids.
Sell yourself that to you. It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. And if this is your daughter, so she's gone.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom.
Sound of Freedom is one of those films that can legitimately change this world. So we want to ignite a fire in audiences and open their eyes to the dark reality of millions of children that need our help. Let's make this film a historic event and a start the end of child trafficking. Theaters across this country are already selling out. Pre-order your tickets today and you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
Jim Caviezel, thank you for putting yourself out there and being willing to do the difficulty with this movie. I'm going to continue to encourage people to see it. We have been encouraging people for the last couple of months, and I just think it's one of the most important things that can be learned about right now and then do something about it. And friends, those of you listening and watching, if you want more information, I can give you organizations that are willing to take this on. We've worked with some really good ones over the years, but Jim Caviezel, thank you for shining a bright light on this. We are very, very grateful.
Can I say one last thing?
Please do.
As some of you heard me say this. As Reagan said, that you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth. But we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war now with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those of us that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. My brothers and sisters, if we don't stand up for our children, can we not love God's children more than we fear evil? Can we not love Jesus more than we fear our cross? Unlike you, I know I'm going to die someday. But I always go back to what Reagan said, that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. God bless you.
Well said. Jim Caviezel, thank you for your time. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A movie that surprised everyone by how much it's done and how much it will do. Here's Justin Gesso.
Is
hope. I'm heading towards your glow. Give me strength. Give me strength. My love.
Fighting human trafficking in a way that nothing else has. Kevin McCullough coming back for hour two of this very special That Kevin Show next.
Hey, get the soundtrack. Search hashtag new music spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.